Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
Well, welcome to KidBiz Expo 2023 here on the Woodstock Green. It is very nice to meet our two next entrepreneurs. This is Emma Barber and Griffin Barber. Are you brother and sister?
Yes.
Yes,
we are.
I guessed so. And your business is called Creative Kid, and it starts with a K, right?
Yes.
Creative Kid. Uh-huh. Welcome. Tell me about your business. So, wait, first of all, wait, how old are you, Griffin?
8.
And how old are
10.
You?
10.
10 and 8. So tell me about your business.
So I do Taekwondo, and I break a lot of wooden boards. Emma decided to paint those, and so she decided to sell them.
So you're breaking these boards, which mm-hmm. is so fun to do anyway, and yes. then you had all this yeah. broken wood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started, like, the first thing I ever done was trying to sell bubblegum on the side, and then I was like, I made boards at school, and I started, like, my own little Kiwi crew. We started selling boards there, and I would have, like, some of my friends help. It was super small. And then I'm like, whoa, I'm right here now.
So when you're talking about boards, do you paint them? Describe to me, if I was listening on the radio, what it would look like. It's kind of hard to understand.
It is. Okay. So, like, some of them, they're all different sizes. It's kind of hard to tell. Some of them have, like, cartoony. Some have a lot of detail.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, there's a lot of nature, a lot of beaches. So many different topics.
So you're an artist.
Yes.
Wow.
I love it.
And your part of it is being the one that breaks those boards up. So it's like you're not yes. even wasting anything, right?
Yeah.
It's called repurposed art.
Repurposed art. Yes. I gotta write that down.
Yeah, it's like repurposed art by Emma. That was our first name, but I was like, no, that can't do.
Oh, okay.
That can't do.
All right, so do you have a website or anything like that yet?
Not yet, but I do. I am looking into that. I am okay. starting it. Like I have, like, free website making stuff. You might see me on Facebook a little bit, but I haven't started the website yet.
Got you. But you know what's really fun is you get to explore here at KidBiz Expo. Is this your first time here?
Yes.
How's it going? Is it fun?
Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
Yes.
It's going pretty good.
So are you looking at other booths too and kind of seeing what other kids are doing?
I've been eyeballing that puffball thing. Puffball pets?
Yeah, puffball.
If you ever get the chance, you have to go there.
Okay,
it's amazing.
You got a pig.
You got a pig. Yeah. Well, how fun is it to see what other people are doing and knowing that it's very different from what you're doing?
Awesome.
Yours is completely different, isn't it? I haven't heard of somebody using, like, something that's broken and making it into something beautiful.
Yeah, I love art so much. I have, like, I could stack all my notebooks together and it would touch the ceiling.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting.
So I was like, oh my gosh, a new canvas, I'll do that, boom. And it started off like little doodles with Expo markers, and I'm like gessoing and Mod Podge.
It sounds like people are having a lot of fun here. They have a dunking booth not too far from us, so it looks like someone just got dunked. That kind of sounds nice when you're in the heat like that, though.
Yeah, it does.
What surprises you about being a small business owner? Is there anything that kind of surprises you? Is it like hard work? Or is it a lot more fun than you thought?
Way more fun than I thought. Yeah, a lot of work, but takes a lot to get here. He would not know. He didn't do anything.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, he's got a big part in this. Without him, it'd be very hard for you to do your business, right? So
probably,
it's like you work together, which is really important. So would you like to see your business grow, or what other ideas do you have?
Definitely. I'm going to be like, I've written a couple books. I'm looking to publish them.
Oh my goodness, you're a good author.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say it's very interesting.
Well, I am so excited for both of you. Where's your booth? Is it over this way?
It's number
over
25.
There. Yeah, number 25.
Well, I will have to come by and see some of this artwork. And I love that you are doing something good for the environment, because you're taking something that normally you'd throw away, but you're making it something special.
We also sell boba.
Yeah.
No way. You got another. Wait, tell me about your boba business.
Okay, so we have 3 flavors. Well, you just took giant jugs of water and a couple cups.
Yeah, spring water.
Awesome. Well, yeah, spring water and some cups.
We took, like, some flavoring that we got at, like, Publix.
Yeah, just to see if you like it and stuff.
Fruit punch, pink lemonade, and lemonade.
And it's got the boba little pearls in it or whatever?
We can't get tapioca.
Oh, okay.
We have blueberry, strawberry, and green apple.
Well, today is a very good day to get boba, isn't it?
Yes, super hot outside. I'm literally melting.
Well, thank you so much, as Emma and Griffin. Thank you so much for coming by, and I'm so glad I got to meet you, and good luck with your business.
Thank you.
You're welcome.